Rabbi Ovadia Yosef Zatzal once was in Los Angeles. I think this was in the 80s. And there was a young boy, he was 9 years old. He was fascinated with the chief rabbi. And his father had promised him that he's going to take him to see the chief rabbi when he comes in one of his lectures. Imagine being 9 years old and that's what you want. I wish 9-year-olds would be asking for this stuff today. He wanted to see the chief rabbi. He wanted to see Hacham Ovadia give a shiur. And the father had promised him. Comes the day Rabbi Ovadia comes, and he's giving a lecture somewhere in LA. And his father had to be out of town. And it broke his heart that his Abba is not going to take him to the lecture. He said, he promised me he's going to take me when he comes. No. So his mother says, no, okay, fine, I'll take you. Now, this is call it a religious family. They were Mesorati, traditional family. They believed in the chief rabbi. He's a Talmid Chacham. Why not? So the mother says, I'll take you. Don't worry. Don't cry anymore. I'll take you. I promise I'll take you myself. So the day comes. He has a lecture in some hall, wherever it is. And she takes him. When they get there, they realize that it's an all-men's event. It's only for men. There are no ladies. It was not advertised for ladies. It was just for men. It's like in a yeshiva. It's a men's school. Everyone's a man. He's giving a shiur to the yeshiva, to the students. And they're standing outside the door and she's trying to think like, what are we going to do now? I brought him here. I can't take him in. She's thinking, I can't send a 9-year-old kid inside. I don't know what's going on. There was no cell phones. So she says, listen, probably have to go while they're talking about it. And he's like, no, I want to go. Rav Ovadia arrives with his entourage and he sees them outside the door. He says hello to the mother. He says hello to the boy and they go inside. So he's standing outside, everyone went in, Rav Ovadia is about to start, and the boy is like, I was brokenhearted. I knew we can't go in. I knew it. My mom was wearing a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, and not a skirt. What do we do? Because as we're thinking, out comes Hacham Ovadia in his glory. His golden thing that he wears. And he comes and motions to me, not his messengers, not his work himself. Comes outside of the yeshiva, motions to my mother and me. He says, come inside. Follow me. We follow in front of everybody. He empties out the entire first row of the yeshiva, hundreds of people in the hall. He empties out the entire first row and he says, you two sit here. And he says, he started the lecture by saying, Ashrei, praiseworthy is a mother that brings her child to Shiurei Torah. We're proud to have them here. As everybody watched, as the single lady is sitting there in a t-shirt and jeans in a yeshiva of everybody wearing hats and jackets, right? That to me is the greatest example of chokhmah. To know at that moment what is really going on. Do I just go with my garb and my hat and say, well, she is a lady. Well, she is wearing a t-shirt and jeans. Well, she is. What do you want me to do? Bring her into a crowd of all men? Like, of course not. Or what's better? Making this kid's night and his mother's night, or thinking of ways as to what? No. I'm going to empty out the entire first row and make sure this child learns Torah. His mother brought him to learn Torah and that's what he's going to do. That's chokhmah. That's not mathematics. That's angelic almost. I'll give you another one. One time Chacham Ovadia Zatzal was invited to a prestigious event of Chachamim and Dayanim. I mean, like judges and big, big, big shot rabbis. And everyone's waiting for him to come and speak about these, you know, obviously when Rav Ovadia would speak to them, it's going to be different than when he speaks to laymen, right? It's going to be intricate halachic, you know, things that twist your brain. Rav Ovadia comes and he starts talking about very mundane, easy halachot, like things that everybody knows. And these rabbis are all geniuses of halakha. They themselves have written sefarim. And they're sitting listening for an hour and a half. What's anyone going to say? You know, rabbi, what are you doing? You know, one of the chachamim who was one of the hosts had invited Rav Ovadia. Goes to Rav Ovadia, goes, Chazak Baruch Kevod Arav. You know, I wanted to know, like, we could have handled more. You know, it's like, he was trying to tell him, like, this was child's play for everybody. I don't understand why the Rav chose this subject for tonight, even though all of them were chachamim, like half of them wrote these psakim that you talked about when they were 12 years old. Ramadi says, I know. But you see, everything I was going to talk about, you all probably knew already. And it would have been great. We would have been doing a session of learning together. Then I saw the cameraman. He didn't have a kippah on. He probably didn't know anything. So I figured, who's better for me to teach? The cameraman that could learn something new? Or for you guys to feel like, we got some learning with the Rav. I think it was more important for the cameraman to go home with some real Torah. Now you tell me, what is that? That should give you shivers to your spine as to what refinement of character means. What it means to be gadol, what it means to be great, what it means to be a chacham, chokhmah, to have wisdom. What it means, that's what it means. When people saw Chacham Ovadia or people like him, like Rav Eliashiv or all these tzaddikim, when people saw them, they didn't see this person that paskens halachot. No, they saw someone that was wise because they had seen the things that they did for people through their wisdom. Yes, their halachic authority was unbelievable. All of that was unbelievable, but they were great, not for that reason only. They were much greater for other reasons. They were not just somebody that's going to go into history as, oh yes, he was a great mathematician, period. Rav Ovadia Zatzal in his lifetime changed so many people's lives because he understood people. All these chachamim changed people's lives because they went to the core of everyone with their wisdom.